This is Tamara Wallace with the 2024 Wheat Harvest Tour, and I'm visiting with Kevin Hyman with Salina, Kansas at the Schooler Grain. And Kevin, tell us how wheat harvest has been going and about when did you guys start?
We got started on June 6th was our first loads. Then we cut, you know, half a dozen loads that day, and then the next day maybe 25 or 30, and then it rained, so we got rained out for a week. But we're probably we're on day 17. I'd say we're 85-90% done. You know, the quality of the wheat has been really good. It started out at, you know, 60-61 test weight, and now we're in the 58s because of the rain we've had here, the rain events we've had over the last 17 days. I would tell you the protein's been ranging anywhere from 8.5 to 16.5, but majority of it is around 11s and on the lower stuff, and the higher stuff's around 13. The yields we've been hearing as well, it's kind of two different stories. You know, south and west of Salina didn't have as much rain as we did to the east. That wheat probably making 35 to, you know, we thought it was going to be 35, 40 bushel wheat, and it turned out to be 40 to 45, so pleasantly expected. And then the wheat to the east is anywhere from 60 to 80, and that's been a highlight of this year. So I would think that our overall handle is going to be pretty close to our five-year average. Obviously, last year with the drought, it was a lot less, but we've been pretty pleased with it.
And you mentioned with the rain, was there a problem with weeds?
We haven't really ran into much weed pressure this year. Of course, it rained early, and not all the wheat was ready yet, so we haven't had much problem at all. Our dockage has been pretty low, and we've been pretty happy with the quality.
And as far as being here at the elevator, have you been shipping out?
No, we don't normally ship much out during wheat harvest, and we've got 10 million space here, and we came into it pretty empty just because of the drought from last year, and we've got plenty of room and plenty of ability to dump trucks.
And where are your other facilities?
So in our group, we also have country elevators at Minneapolis, Kansas, Ada, Kansas, and Lincoln, Kansas, as well as another terminal up in Downs, Kansas. Those are the ones that I directly help with.
And have you had to stay open late?
Yeah, we're usually open from 8 to 10 every day unless it gets rained out or something, and that's just pretty standard harvest hours for us.
And when do you look to finish up? You said you're about 90% done?
Yeah, I think you know, the next 3 days are going to probably be most guys will finish. Keep several get done every day, and there is a rain event coming later in the week that we're going to try to avoid. I know the guys have been talking about double cropping some beans behind this wheat, so I would expect the planters to be rolling hard this week after they get their wheat cut.
This is Tamara Wallace on the 2024 Wheat Harvest Tour, and I've been visiting with Kevin Hyman with Schooler Grain in Salina, Kansas. And this is Tamara Wallace again reporting for KFRM.